time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
AM here, Marion Local. Game just started. JV girls competition between the Flyers and the Indians. Chase. Rose has it for Marion on the left wing. Now tries to get inside, but stolen by Brenna Homan. Brenna will take it across half court. We'll hand it off to Allie Vaughn. Poked away. Allie Vaughn comes back up with it. 6:28 here in the first quarter. 0-0 is our score. Brett Cog will find Hope Cog. Poked away. And Marion Local's going to come up with it. That's number 40, Harding, gives it off to Rethman. She'll take it up the court. Now gets it inside to Holscher. Now kicks it out to Walters for three, and it's good. So Marion off to a 3-0 lead.
Brenna Homan will bring it for the Lady Indians.
We'll get a screen by Allie Vaughn. She'll drive on the left side, pull up an eight-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Brett Collig. Out to Brenna Homan to the right side. Day will find. Inbound it to Hope Wendell, and will be a foul on number 40. Harding, Marion, team's first. So Brenna Homan inbound it. 3-0 our score. Brenna looking around, gives it in to Hope Wendell. Hope will fire with a 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by the Flyers.
Harding's and Marion now gives it over to Rethman. Rethman will bring it up. Now pushes it ahead to Rose. Rose gets it inside to Holscher, and it gets poked away. Brett Collig comes up with it.
Brett Collig gives up to Day in the left corner. Up 4-3, up no good. Rebounded by Brenna Holmes. Poked away, and it'll stay with the Indians. On the floor, starting for the Indians tonight, Brenna Holman, Hope Wendell, Brett Collig, Macy Day, and Allie Vaughn. Brenna Holman will get into Day in the right corner. Takes it back up top. Gives it right side. Left side, Brooke Collig. Brooke hasn't never, I don't think she's ever started JV game.
She always comes in second quarter.
Yeah. Brenna Holman's going to fire up a little.
Second and fourth, usually.
Yeah.
Rebounded by Harding's. Now over to Rethman. Rethman brings it up for the Flyers. Guarded by Brenna Holman. Now ball goes over to Walters. Walters on the left wing. Looks inside. Now skips it over to Holscher. Holscher at the top of the key. Now gives it over to Rose. Rose on the right wing now. Guarded by Macy Day. Now swings it over to Walters. Walters gets it stolen away by Brooke Collig. She brings it the other way.
Pull up.
Or
I swear. 2 points. I swear we do not do left-hand lift.
We don't. Pull up from the block.
Yeah, we do it every time.
3-2. Marion has it guarded in a full court. Man-to-man pressure, it looks like, by the Lady Indians. Now ball to Rethman. Rethman gives it over to Walters. Walters dribbles down the right side. Now backs it out. Gives it up to Rethman. Rethman puts her dribble up. Top of the key. Now back over to Walters. Walters inside to Holscher. Holscher drives around. Allie Vaughn now pulls up. And no good.
Allie Vaughn will bring it up. Here's the left side. Brooke Collig. Brooke will pull up a shot up and good. 2-point basket. Brooke Collig.
Why is mine so much louder than yours?
No clue.
Ball goes into Harding's and Marion. Now back to Rose, over to Walters. Now up ahead to Holscher. Holscher looks middle, finds Rethman. Rethman pushes it to Rose. Rose down the right side of the court, guarded by Macy Day. Now back out to Rethman, inside to Holscher. Kicks it out to Walters. Walters drives baseline, puts up a running shot. No good, but she'll be fouled. It'll be two shots coming for Walters. That foul goes on. Who's that foul on, Reese?
Brooke, maybe?
Yep. 15, Brooke Collig. Her first team's first of the half.
Walters bad line. She makes the first one.
Page 4 can't check in for Brenna Holman. We are here at Marion Local. 4-3, JV girls winning.
The second one's up. No good. Rebounded Fort Camp.
Fort Camp will bring it up. Give it up to left side, Allie Vaughn.
Alley, top of the key. 3:30 left here in the first quarter. Gives it to right side Day. Day will bring it back up top to left side Fortkamp. Fortkamp will dribble around, give it to the right side Brooke Collig. Brooke will drive middle. Dish it off to Fortkamp. Fortkamp will fire up a long two up, no good. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will get back out to Brooke Collig to left side. Paige Fortkamp to the corner. Day. Day will make a move middle. Dish it out to Brooke Collig on the right side. Brooke will make a move. Try again to Hopeland. They'll poke away, and it's... Nope, out of bounds. So we'll go back to the Indians.
The Indians doing a good job on the offensive board. They've got a couple
already. Yep.
Just got to convert.
Yep. Allie Vaughn going inbound it. It's into Fortkamp. Fortkamp will then give it to Brooke Hogg. Bring it back up top. Dish it to Day. Day will make a move. Mill brings it back out. Dishes over to Fortkamp in the left corner. Back to Day to the top. Allie Vaughn. 2:46 here, left here in the first quarter. And what? So a kick ball is called off of Fortkamp because Day dribbled off her foot. But
what in the world?
So it's going to go to the Flyers. I don't understand that.
That either.
Dude's been shaky every time I've seen him.
Ruffman top. Now swings it over to Walters. Walters on the left wing. Drive. Now he kicks it inside to, that will be Harding's. Harding's shot up. No good. Corey Cabrera gets the rebound.
Hope Wendell. Bring it up for the Lady Indians. We'll hand it, give it to the corner. Brenna home. Brenna will go back middle. Pull about 8-footer up. No good. Rebounded by four.
Another offensive board.
Back out to Allie Vaughn. She loses it, and it will go back to the Flyers. So Coach Vaughn's going to take a break. And we'll be back here on the Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here in the Marion Local. 4-4 our score, JV Girls Competition. 2:12 left here in the first. Marion Local going inbound it.
Ball goes into Ressman. Indians applying that full court man-to-man pressure. Ball goes back over to number 20, Wilker. She just entered the game. She'll drive all the way around the defense, drive baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Harding. She puts it up, no good, and the ball will be tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Flyers. So Rose will have it underneath. She triggers it in. She's going to get a 5-second count.
Good defense there by the Indians. So Allie Vaughn's going inbound it to Brenna Holland. 1:57 left here in the first quarter. 4-4 is our score. Brenna Holman's going to make a move. And stolen away by Marion Local.
It's Wilker. She gives it over to Rathman. Rathman pushes it way down the court to Harding. Harding from 10 feet up. No good. Rebounded by Paige Fortkamp.
Fortkamp will slowly bring it up. Get a screen by Allie Vaughn. Fortkamp will get it to Allie Vaughn. Top of the key. Makes the move on the left side. Dishes out to Fortkamp. Back up top to Brooke Collig. Brooke will get a screen by Holman. This is off to Vaughn. Vaughn's going to pull about 15-footer up. No good. And
rebounded.
It was the Indians. We're getting on the inside. I mean, on the inside part of the hoop where Marion Local can't. Like right there, Hope Wendell got the inside of the girl and caused it to go out of bounds, which it will stay with the Indians. Brenna Holman going inbound it to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn's going to make a move left. Dish out to Brooke Collig. Brooke will pull about 8-footer up short. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Hope triple team finds
good
Brooke
pass.
Again. Up and good. 2-point basket. Brooke Collig.
Great pass by Hope.
Yep.
Rose inbound for Marion. Gets it into Wilker. Wilker guarded by Brooke Collig in full court. She'll dribble up the right side of the court. Wilker looking shaky. Gives it over to Ressman. Ressman is top of the key guarded by Brenna Holman. Ressman will get a ball screen. She'll drive middle. Now find the roll to Rose, and that's a good play. Up and good for the Flyers.
Allie Vaughn went by it to Brenna Holman. 38 seconds left here in the first quarter. 6-all. Brennan-Holman gives it to the right side. Brooke Tiling. Brooke going to give it up top to Fort Kemp. Poked away, and it will stay with the Indians. So, Allie Vaughn will inbound it. 28 seconds left here in the first quarter. Allie Vaughn will get in to Brooke Tiling. 20 seconds left here in the first. Brookhog will hand it off to Fort Kemp. Hand it off to Vaughn. Vaughn dishes out to Colling. Brings it back out to Holman. Holman to the corner. Fort Kemp on the right side. Coach Vaughn yells one shot. So Brookhog's going to make a move right. 3 seconds left. Brookhog puts up a shot. No good. And that's going to the court. 6-all, and we'll be back right after this. Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Marion Local Flyers. Second quarter just started. Indians get down and we'll be fouled. So, no, it's going to be a foul on the Indians. I don't know. Who was that on?
I'm not sure. It'll be Marion's ball. Wilker to trigger it in before the Flyers gets it into. Tries to get into Rathman, but poked away, and we're going to have a jump ball. So, possession arrow will stay with the Flyers.
Coming up tomorrow, boys will host Marion Local. Chili supper from 4:30 to 6:30. Be there.
Wilker to trigger it in from the side. Indians denying full court. Now ball gets away to 34. Holscher, she puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Kanapke. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn.
Allie will slowly bring it up for the Lady Indians. 6-all is our score here in the second quarter. Allie Vaughn will hand off to Day. Day will make a move middle. Dish out to Vaughn. Long two. Up no good. Rebounded by the Flyers.
Rebounded by Holscher. She gives it over to Rathman. Rathman pushes it down the left side to Wilker. Wilker puts it. And that is not a foul, but they've got Macy Day with a foul. That'll send Wilker to line to shoot two shots.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
That's the second one where Wilkers drove in and put up a crazy shot, but they bailed her out with a foul. So she'll get her first one. It's up and good. That gives Marion the lead. 7-6 your score. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Hope one will check him back in for Paige Fort Kemp.
Wilker will get one more. Shot's up and good.
So Allie Vaughn will get into Brenna Holman. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Holman will get a screen by Vaughn on the left side. Dish it to Hope Wendell. Puts up shot blocked.
Rebounded by Holscher. Now over to Rathman. Rathman pushes up middle four. Now skips it to Mormon. Mormon gives it back to Rathman. Now Rathman swings it to Wilker. Wilker on the top of the key. We'll skip it to Mormon. Mormon back to Rathman. Inside to Holscher. She'll turn around at the foul line. Up and good. Makes the score 10-6. Flyers lead.
Brenna Holman gives it back to Allie Vaughn. So Vaughn goes to a screen by Holman. Dishes out to Hope on the left side. Hope's going to make a move. Baseline dish out to Vaughn. Vaughn for long two. Up no good. Rebounded by the Flyers.
Rathman pushes it the other way for the Flyers. Left to Mormon. Now inside to... Wow. Who's that? Canapke, and her layup's up and good.
That makes her score 12-6 and even down. Allie Vaughn. Bringing it up. Gets the screen by Day. And we'll hit. I hope we're on the left side. She makes a move, put up, and we'll be fouled. So,
oh,
she's a line shoot, too. What you got?
Next napkin's got to be
Grant?
No.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The Knapke, what's his name? Luke, or played for Marion. He plays at Toledo now. It's like almost 27 feet tall.
I have no clue.
Looks just like him.
So, hope one of those is going to get their second after making the first. Second up there ain't good. So, Indians are going to stay in their man-to-man press.
Wilker triggers in the Mormon. Now gives it back to Wilker. Wilker up to Harding. She drills across the half court. Now picks up a dribble and tries to find Mormon, but it's overhead. Ball will go to Fort Recovery.
Then on Saturday, the boys will host Fort Laramie. Fort Recovery Radio will have that one for you. Good Fort Laramie team, Chase, ranked number one. They just got beat by Anna, I think.
Yep, they did. I seen that.
So, two really tough games for the boys this weekend. So, if you make it, that would be great. Brennan Holman gets to the left side. Day to the right side. Fort Camp. Fort Camp will get a screen by Hope Wendell. Make a move middle. Dish out to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn gets to the right side. Brennan Holman. Brennan will get a screen by Allie. Dish out to Day to the corner. Fort Camp. Fort Camp into Vaughn. Vaughn puts a shot and will be fouled. So Vaughn will go line shooting two. She can make this a one possession game. She makes one. I can hear it. Now Ivan puts up the first. Good. So she'll get her second. Indians down three. On the floor for the Indians now, Brennan Holman, Macy Day, Allie Vaughn, Paige Fortcamp, and Hope Wendell. Allie Vaughn going to get her second here. Puts it up. And no good. Rebound by the Flyers.
Knapke gets the rebound, now gives it to Rathman. Rathman will bring it up, now swings it to Rose. Rose on the right wing. We'll look inside, Knapke from the foul line again, no good this time. Rebounded by... We had a tie-up, so it'll be a jump ball. Possession will go to the Lady Indians.
4:05 left here in the second quarter of the JV girls. Rob Weaver... And I'm not sure who does it with now. I think, yeah, I don't know. Oh, Steve will do it with him. Hope Wendell puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by the Flyers.
Rathman the other way, now skips it to Walters. Walters inside to Canapke, but she traveled.
So, Allie Vaughn, what about it? Marcy game coming up right after this. Brenna Holman, across half court, 3:40 left here in the second quarter. Good day. They will pull about 10 foot up. No good. Rebound by the Flyers.
Rathman brings it up for Marion Local. She's at the top of the key. Now gives it over to Walters. Walters on the right wing. Now gives it up top to Rose. Now swings it around the arc to Rathman. Rathman up top to Walters. She'll shoot a three from the top. Oh, no good. Rebounded Paige.
Fort Campbell will get over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn, the Fort Camp's the right side. Day. Day moving around, gives up top to Fort Camp to left side. Holman. Holman back up top to Day. Over to Vaughn. 12-9 our score, and he's down three.
and it will be poked away, and it will stay with the Indians. Both teams are, struggling. Chase, you'd have to say.
Yeah, 12-9, Marion leads, and Fort Recovery's settling a little bit.
Yeah.
A little sloppy with the ball. Allie Vaughn shot a lot more jump shots than I've seen her lately, and she's best when she's driving and creating.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see more of that out of her.
Hope one will get into Vaughn and will be fouled. It'll be on the floor, so. .238 left here in the second quarter, 12-9. Here at Marion Local JV Girls Competition. Brenna home inbounding it to Fort Camp. Fort Camp out today. Day to corner Homan. Homan brings it up top and finds Vaughn cut. Finds Hope Wendell on the handoff. And good. And one for Hope Wendell. Good move by Hope and a good find by Allie Vaughn. That's when Allie Vaughn's our best. Just driving dish. But there's like we... We talked about it so many times, Chase. It's one of those times that she should keep the ball on a few just because she's getting a good look.
Yep,
I agree. And
Allie almost with a
line violation on Allie Vaughn, so keeps her score 12-11. Indians down one.
Rose inbound for the Lady Flyers, gets it into Reffin. Pressman finds Knappy on the sideline. Now swings it over to Rose. Rose gets it up to Holscher. Holscher on the left wing will give it up top to Reffin. Now Reffin swings it to Walters. Walters back up top to Reffin. Now swings it over to Rose. Rose shoots up a three. Long two. So that makes the score 14-11.
2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Allie Vaughn will get a screen by Fort Camp. Dish off to the left side. Day to the right side. Homan. We'll bring it back up top to the left side. Macy Day. They will get a screen by Hope Wendell. Make a move to the right side. Dish out to Fort Camp for a war. Three up, no good. Rebounded by
Hope.
And then poked away, and we'll stay with the Indians. 14-11 our score. Indians down three. Here in the second quarter.
Minute 42 left in the half.
They will inbound it. Into Brenna Homan. That was close. Brenna Homan finds Allie Vaughn cut, finds Hope Wendell, and loses it.
The right idea by Allie. She threw it too hard.
Yep. Ball will go over to the Flyers.
Rose to trigger it in for Mary. She gets it in, but Allie Vaughn knocks away. The ball will stay with the Lady Flyers.
Good hustle there. Delaney Evers checking in for Allie Vaughn.
Rose gets it into Walters. Indians in a, I'm not sure, their man press, I guess.
Yeah.
Walters over on the right wing. Now gives it over to Holscher. Now over to Rose. Back up top to Reffman. Reffman gives it to Walters on the right wing. Indians in a 2-3 zone now. Ball stolen away by Paige Forkamp. She brings it the other way.
Paige slowing it down. Brings it back up top. 1 minute left here in the half. Over to Day. Day will get a screen by Hope Wendell. Brings it up top. Pulls up. 18-footer up. No good. Rebound by the Flyers. Walters gets the rebound. Gives it over to Reffman. Reffman down the left side of the floor.
Travel.
He'll give it back to Walters. Now over to Rose in the right corner. Gets hit in the face. Now back up top to Reffman. Reffman over to Walters for a deep three. Short, and ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Flyers. 40 seconds left in the second quarter.
Indians trail by three. Walters inbounds to Kanapke. Now trying to get over to Reffman, but Brenna Homan
four.
And she's down the right side.
Yep, and good. Indians down one now.
Rose the triggered in for Marion.
25 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Up to Knappy on the sideline. She'll find a cutting Reffman, and she'll go with Reffman. Yep. Will dribble off her leg. So, Indians with a chance to take the lead here before half.
I don't think they've led this whole game, have they?
Maybe early. They might have led
first 2 points.
3-2.
Yeah. So, Brenna Homan has 15 seconds. Homan's going to
fine. Four came on cut, loses it, goes out of our hands.
Was just a little too late.
Yeah. So we'll go back to the Flyers.
12 seconds left. Throws inbounds to Rasmus. Rasmus throws it right to Paige Forkamp, and she will get fouled.
That's Xavier.
Ball will stay with the Indians. 8 seconds left.
So Brannholm inbound it. 14-13. Indians got a chance. Take lead at half.
There it is.
At home and
oh,
Forkamp
loses it. She was shocked how wide open she was.
Yeah.
And she just lost it.
Yeah. Tried to shoot the ball before the team had it.
A huge opportunity to take the lead. Rathman travels again. They don't call it. Pushes it up to Harding. She'll stop and shoot. No good. And that'll do it for the first half. So we'll be back right after this for the first half stats.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. Marion Local. Indians down one. JV Girls Competition. Chase. Give. We'll talk a little bit about the first half. I mean, both teams just seem to be one of the, it's like we're, like, I don't know if you want to say what the word you said earlier, but it's just when we're passive. I mean, we're kind of being slow with the ball. We're not really doing a whole lot, and that's why the score shows 14-13.
Yeah, Indians just not getting a lot of shots to fall. I mean, 13 points and a half.
And we should have had four at the end of Fort Campbell.
And when I mean, Indians look like the better team. I think they'll kick it in gear here, but just not seeing a lot of shots falling. I like they speeded up. They started playing better defense at the end. I like the way they were playing at the end of the half there. Almost took the lead. Should have took the lead.
Yeah.
Just a lot of drop passes. Just a little sloppy on the offensive end. But I like the way they're getting their hands on the ball defensively.
Yep, and on the board right now, scoring stats, Brenna Holman has two. Allie Vaughn has one. Number 15, Brooke Cogg has... Does that say six or five? I can't see the
six.
Six. And Hope Wendell has four. So that's our scoring right there.
Yeah.
And for the Flyers, they got 14. I mean, they're not a bad team. They're not too bad. I mean, Indians are, like you said, Indians are probably the better team. And I expect the Coach Vaughn to get them going and hopefully come out with a win, Chase.
Yep.
So we're going to take another break here. At Marion Local, we'll be back here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You're listening to Ford Recovery Internet Radio, broadcasting on FordRecoveryRadio.com. We're currently at halftime, so we're going to play a quick song out.
Coke in my bourbon, surfing a room like Swayze. No, I ain't drunk, I'm amazed. Yeah, I got that late, way, way back. Back in my swagger, X Factor, feeling no pain. I'm at the top of my game. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries. Then what always don't start raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. Now, I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult to see me on a roll. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me. Guess you don't know what you want till you see you moving on. Making lonely look like freedom, baby. Don't even act like I'm doing something wrong. If my song comes on and I get lost on that dance floor, in somebody's arms that ain't yours. You can't crash my party with your sorries. And what are we? Don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult to see me on a roll. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? Trying to rub it in your face. I'm just breaking off a little cold hard truth. It is what it is, girl. You did what you did, girl. I'm just doing what a bachelor do. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries. Then what always don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up.
back here. Marion Local starting the second half.
Marion has the ball now inside. As Harding puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Breathman. She'll get fouled, so she'll go to the line shooting two shots.
Sorry about the long commercial break between halftime. We were kind of explaining to Rob how things were going to work for the varsity game.
Breathman's first free throw is up and no good. And she'll get one more. Second one's up and no good again. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Hope will give it over to Kira Wendell.
First time checking in. Make a move, hand it off to Day. Day, top of the key, hands off to Hope Wendell to left side, Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman going away on the pass.
Thrown away by Rose, and now she gets it thrown away by Kira Wendell, so
great hustle there. Kira Wendell and bring it quick up, dishes off to Fort Camp on the left side, out to Day to the top, Brenna Holman to the back to left side, Macy Day back up top to Hope Wendell. 14-13 on her score here in the third quarter. Hope Wendell will find Holman on a cut across court to Kira, and then Fort Campbell will flip a shot and will be fouled, so she'll go to the line shooting two.
Good offense there by the Indians.
And a chance to tie or take the lead. On the floor for the Indians, Kira Wendell, Macy Day, Paige Fort Camp, Brenna Holman, and Hope Wendell. Paige's first one's up and good, so we got a tie ball game. 14-all. Fort Camp about to get her second. Up and good. So Indians take the lead. 15-14.
Rose throws it in to Walters. Indians still in that full court press. Ball goes off of Harding's and Macy Day comes up with it. Over to Kier Wendell in the right corner. Back up top to Hope Wendell. Hope will get us.
Make a move. Dish it out to Holman. 4-3 up. No good. Rebounded by Paige Fortcamp. Fortcamp puts up a shot. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Up and good. Two-point basket. Hope Wendell. Indians extend their lead to 3.
Indians off to a good start here. Second half. Ball goes into Rathman. Now over to Walters. Walters finds Holscher. She's on the right wing. Now she'll drive on Hope Wendell. Holscher put it up and good.
Wow. Hope Wendell then getting to Kira. Indians up one here in the third. Kira will hand it off to Day and hands it off to Wendell into the corner, Holman. Holman make a move middle and 3 seconds will be called and it will go back to the Flyers. Guess that was on Fort Camp.
Rose triggered in for the Lady Flyers and gets it into Walters. Walters hits sideline Holscher. Holscher drives down the sideline, now gives it to Rathman. Rathman drives down the right side of the lane. It's knocked away and came up with by Kira Wendell.
Kira throwing it down, brings it back out, then drives left and dishes out to Hope Wendell. To the corner, Kira. Kira finds Fort Camp inside up, no good. Rebounded by Fort Camp out to Kira. Thrown away, and he'll go back to the Flyers.
He's trying to find Hope, but Hope wasn't looking, so.
Yeah. Remember, coming up tomorrow, the boys host Marion Local, and the Chili Supper is before the JV game. So
Rose gets it into Walters. Now over to Rathman. Rathman hits Holscher. Holscher drives down the right side of the floor. She picks up her dribble on the right wing. Now skips it over to Rose. Rose swings it to Rathman at the top. Now over to Walters. Walters back to Rathman. Now over to Rose.
Indians
in that 2-3 zone. Ball over to Walters on the left wing. Now up top to Rathman, over to Rose. Rose inside to Walters. Now she'll be double teamed. Now backs it out. Now skips it over to Rathman. Rathman at the top, over to Holscher. Holscher back to Rathman. Indians are just daring Marion to shoot the ball from the outside. Now ball goes into Holscher, and it's up and good.
So Marion takes back the lead, 18-17. Kier Wendell will bring it up, and then we'll hit Hope Wendell. Hope will make a move, dish out to Holman. Holman long two up, no good. Rebound by Fort Camp puts up, and one.
Paige is doing work on the boards right now.
So Paige will go line shooting for another.
14-18 here in the third quarter. 3:37 left. Delaney Evers checking back in for Day. And then Sarah, the boys will host Fort Laramie. Pretty good team. Was ranked number one. Anna beat him, so not anymore. Okay, second one up is good. And it looks like Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to the 27th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 24th to the 27th. Stop in and save.
And we're back here. Marion Local Flyers. Girls JV competition. Varsity following right after this with Rob Weaver and Steve Stone. 20-18 our score. Indians up two. Marion Local get the ball. And remember, coming up tomorrow, boys host Marion Local big MAC matchup. And like I said, Saturday, the boys will host Fort Laramie. And Fort Recovery Radio will have both of those. So can't make it to the game, turn us on.
Rose to trigger it in for the Lady Flyers. She gets it into Walters. Walters up to Kanapke. Now back to Walters. Walters over to Rose. Now up to Harding. They're going to get 10 seconds. They barely get it over to Walters. Now up to Kanapke on the left wing. Now up top to Ruffman. She shoots a long two. Should have been a two, but he held up a three. The Flyers get the offensive rebound up and no good. Rebounded by Paige Fortkamp.
Fortkamp will get out to Kira Wendell. 20-18 our score. 3:12 left here in the third. Indians up two. Fortkamp has the ball. Gives off to Evers to left side. Wendell. Wendell hit Evers. Shot up, no good. Rebound by the Flyers. And it looks like there's going to be a foul on Kira Wendell. That'll be her first, team second of the half.
Rose to trigger it in for Marion. Gets it into Walters. Walters over to Ruffin. Now back to Walters. Walters will hit sideline Kanapke. Now back to Walters. Walters over to Ruffin. Ruffin barely gets it over again to Rose. Inside to Harding. Ball tipped away. It'll stay with the Flyers. So Rose will take it out under her own basket. He will find Ruffman at the top. Now swings it to Walters. Walters gets it inside to Kanapke. Now back out to Walters. Now over to Ruffman at the top of the key. Over to Walters. Walters shoots it from the right wing. Up, no good. Rebounded by, tipped out of bounds. It'll be for recovery ball.
2:26 left here in the third quarter. Indians up two. Kira gets in two. Brennan back to Kira. Coach Yvonne and the Indians hoping for a win here. Brenna Homan gives up to Elena Evers, top of key, get left side, Fortkamp. Fortkamp to the corner, Kira Wendell. Kira gets screened by Evers. Back up top to Hope Wendell to the right side, Brenna Homan. Brenna will make a move middle, dish it out to Kira on the left side. Kira will make a move baseline, find Hope. Wendell, four, and easy two-point basket. Extends lead to four.
Indians playing a lot better offensively here in the second half. Harding ties it. Find Ruffman cutting down the middle. She'll pull up at the elbow. Now back out to Walters. Walters at the top. Swings it to Rose. Rose throws it right into Kira Wendell. She'll take it the other way. Kira all the way. Left pull up. No good. Rebound by Wendell. So left-hand layup will work there.
Over to Brenna Homan. Brenna will go drive baseline, put an 8-footer, no good. Rebound by the Flyers.
Ruffman pushes up the floor for the Lady Flyers. Guarded by Kira Wendell. Over to Walters, back to Ruffman, now over to Rose. Rose in the left wing, finds Walters in the short corner. Up, no good. Rebounded by Brenna Homan.
Brenna will give it over to Kira on the fourth innings now. Elena Evers, Paige Fortkamp, Hope Wendell, Brenna Homan, and Kira Wendell. Kira will give it over to Brenna. front of the top of Key Hope to the left side, Fort Kent to the corner, Kira. 45 seconds left here in the third. Over to Brenna Homan. Brenna Homan will hand it off to Fort Camp. He's back up top, hands it off to Kira. Kira to the left side. Wendell to the corner, Fort Camp. Fort Camp makes a move, baseline, puts up a shot, and she'll go to the line shooting two. Fort Camp's not having a bad game.
She's playing well in the second half, especially. Got a ton of boards, and she's been aggressive and getting the line a couple times, so. Yeah. Back here again, two shots.
And ends up 4:30 seconds left in the third. Fort Camp's first one's up, and it is good. They check him back in for Hope Wendell. Fort Camp's about to get her second. Up and good.
24-18, and ends up by six.
Gives Fort
Rose the inbound.
7 points on the night.
She finds Hardings. Now back to Rethman. Rethman over to Wilker. Now over to Kanapke. Kanapke on the left wing. Finds Rethman up top. She'll drive down the right side. Back out to Wilker. Wilker over to Kanapke on the left elbow. Now she throws it away to Macy Day, and she'll take it down the left side of the court.
And it'll be poked away, and it will stay with the Indians. 8 seconds left here in the third. 24-18, and he's got a six-point lead, being down two at half, so came out to play here in the third. Day will inbound it. She gets it, or that's home, and inbounds it to Kira Wendell for two.
3 seconds left. Marion inbound. Rose finds Wilker, and that should do it.
Yep, so that's the end of the third. Indians up 26-18. We'll be back right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixer are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here, Marion Local Flyers, Gymnasium. Indians have a 8-point lead after being down 2.5. So, varsity coming up right after this. Starting the fourth quarter for the Indians, Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, Hope Wendell, Macy Day, and Brenna Homan. Vaughn gets in to Brooke Collig. Brooke will drive, dish out to Day on top of the key. Day will hand it off to Vaughn. Vaughn makes a move, spins, moves, and finds Hope Wendell like
that. Pass.
Up and good. Gives the Indians a 10-point lead.
Rose inbound. She gets it into Kanapke on the sideline. Now double teamed. Now back over to Rose. Rose up to Holscher. Holscher will throw it to Rethman. Now tipped away. Brooke Collig's on the floor. She will. They're going to call a foul on her. Are you kidding me? Remember, he was at the first girls' JV game. He was.
Oh, boy.
He was not very good. Rose gets it into Rethman. 6 minutes left. Rethman over to Wilker on the left wing. Now up top to Rethman. Now over to Rose. Rose on the right wing. We'll look inside. Now swing it over to Wilker. Wilker will throw up a crazy shot again from the corner. No good. Rebounded by
face today. We're going to have a foul on Rose of Marion Local. 6 minutes left here in the fourth. He needs up 10. Now Yvonne gets into Homan. Homan bringing up for the Laney Indians. Gets a screen by Vaughn. Hands it off to Day. Day loses. Gets it back. Day will then drive mill. Dish off to Homan. Homan long two up and no good. Rebounded by Brooke Cog. Brooke Cog picks up a dribble. Dishes out to Macy Day. Day will give it to Vaughn. Vaughn will make a move left. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Hope Wendell. Up and good. 2-1 basket, Hope Wendell. And he sends the lead to 12 for the Indians. And it looks like the Flyers are going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with them here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here, Marion Local. It needs up 12. 5:26 left here in the fourth after a Marion Local timeout. Redmond has it for the Flyers. Goes around the arc, now gives it to Redmond, or Rose, but stolen away by Brooke Cog. Brooke Cog will bring it up. It needs up 12. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Day will give it over to Collig. Collig will make a move, pull up, 10-footer up and good. 2-1 basket, but Collig. Indians looking a lot better here, Chase, in the second half for sure. Down 2 at half, now up 14.
Yeah, they're playing really well. Ball goes over to Redmond. Redmond inside to Kanapke, but we'll have a foul on Hope Wendell.
And remember, tomorrow, the boys will host Marion Local Chili Supper from 4:30 to 6:30, and then Saturday, the boys will host a good Fort Laramie team at the Fort, and Fort Recovery Day will have both of those games, so can't make it. Turn us on. Marion Local puts up a shot and goes out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Indians. Nope, it will go back to the Flyers. I said she made a mistake, so I'll go back to Marion Local.
Wilkerton bound under her own basket. They better hurry. Oh, that was close. Inbound to ball on the floor. Brenna Holman comes up with it. She passes over to Allie Vaughn. Allie puts up the right-hand layup and good. 34-18, that makes your score. Reffin has it. Now gives it over to Holscher. Holscher skips it all the way across court to Kanapke. Now back to Reffin. Over to Wilker. Wilker on the left wing finds Reffin up top. Reffin will drive, get a ball screen. Now stolen away by Brown, wow. And she takes it the other way.
There's the ghost.
And good. And then taking it to him now. Doubles him up. 36-18. Reffin takes it the other way for the Flyers. Over to Wilker on the left wing. Now up top to Reffin. Swings it over to Rose. Back to Redmond on top. Indians remain in that 2-3 zone. A ball over to Holscher. Now up top to Redmond. Swinging back around the arc. Up top to Redmond. Now back over to Holscher. Holscher skips to Wilker. Wilker is not afraid to shoot. She puts up a shot and no one boxed out Holscher. And she's wide open under the bucket for an easy layup.
And it looks like Marion's local is going to take a 30-second timeout. So we'll take one with them here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Towers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here, Marion Local. 36-20 is our score. 6:40 left here in the fourth quarter. And the Indians will inbound it. And it will be poked away and will stay with the Indians. Camp inbounds to Collig. Brooke will take it up for the Indians. Crosses half court. Give it over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive middle. That's one of those that she just got to go for an easy left-hand layup. I mean, the basket, she had a clear path, and she tries to dish it off. Allie Vaughn will then inbound it. Into Fort Camp. Fort Camp puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Vaughn. Out to Collig. Puts up a shot. Up and good. 2-point basket. But Cog, 38-20 our score. Indians on top. Ruffin brings it up for the Flyers. Over to Wilker on the right wing up top. To Ruffin, swings it over to Rose. Rose back to Ruffin. Ruffin swings it back to Wilker on the left wing up top. To Ruffin. Ruffin thinks about a three. Now gives it to Rose. Rose will be fouled by Brooke Cog on the floor. That'll be Brooke's third, I believe. And Marion will have it underneath. Walters checks in for Wilker. And Walters will inbound it under her own basket. She'll get it into Kanapke. Kanapke will swing it back over to Walters. Walters in the corner now up top to Rose. Rose over to Ruffin. Ruffin looks inside. Nothing there. Now backs it out to Walters over her head. Stolen away by Macy Day. Left-hand layup? Nope. Right-handed. And it doesn't go in. We got to learn to shoot left-hand layups, guys. Who just finished out? Elena?
Yeah.
Ruffin up over to Rose. Rose inside to Holscher. Holscher puts it up. No good. Off Fort Camp. Ooh. They're saying she's on the line. So it'll stay with Marion Local. Indians up 20 after being down 2 at half. That play isn't every good playbook right there.
I swear it is.
Let's go pick the pick.
Isn't? I wasn't even watching, to be honest.
Wow, Jay's okay. Walters inbound again. Gets it in to Rose. Rose up top to Ruffin. Ruffin over to Walters. Walters on the left wing. Now up top to Rose. Rose swings it over to Ruffin. Ruffin tries to drive baseline. Now picks up her dribble. Now she kicks it out to Kanapke. Tipped away by Hallie Vaughn.
Left hand layup.
Oh, she's
there. We go.
Rebounded by Macy Day. Are you going to do there, play by play, or not?
I mean, you had the.
Alrighty.
You had the
layup part.
I forgot she's left-handed.
Indians causing a lot of turnovers here.
Yeah.
Didn't convert there. Score stays 40-20. Minute 50 left. Walters has it on the right wing. Now up top to Ruffin. Now over to Rose. Rose on the left wing. We'll give it over to Walters. Walters inside the holster. She turns around and shoots it from the foul line. No good. Rebounded by Ruffin of Marion. She puts it up and fouled. Elson Ruffin in the line, shooting 2 shots. Foul goes on Paige Forkamp. Her second or first
block.
Yeah, it's debatable.
Easy.
Ruffin, first one's up and no good. Ruffin will get her second one.
That one's up and off the back end, drops in. So that one's good. 21-40. Brooke Colling inbounds to Paige Fullcamp. Paige will bring it up. Just blow it back down. Minute 30 left here in the fourth quarter. Paige Fullcamp is over to Brooke Colling. Drives, dishes out to Day. Day looking around. Top of key, makes a move, spins. Dishes out to Vaughn. Vaughn makes a move left, loses it. Brooke Dog comes up with it, puts up an 8-footer up and good. 2-point basket. Brooke Colling. A little over a minute to go here in the game. Rathen drills it up for the Flyers. Now inside, over the head of Holscher, and Brooke Colling comes away with it. 1 minute left here. Brooke Colling at the top of the key. Dishes over to Allie Vaughn. Allie to the corner, Colling. Back up top to Fullcamp, hands off to Day. Day to left corner, Vaughn. Vaughn will make a move, dish it to Elena. Evers up, no good. Rebound by Vaughn. Vaughn puts up a right-hand shot, up and good. 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Indians lead by 23 points. Rathman over to Rose on the right wing. Now inside, but knocked away by Paige Fullcamp. It'll stay with Marion Local. 24 seconds left. Hope Wendell will enter the game for Fullcamp. Good game by Fullcamp.
Yeah.
Really good second half. Rose inbound under her own basket. She gets it into Holscher. Holscher in the short corner. Backs it out to Knapke. Now gets it to Walters. Walters shoots a three, blocked by Allie Vaughn. Rebounded by Elaine Evers. Brooke Colling has it. 10 seconds left in it. It should do her. Yep, it should do her. 5 seconds left. Gives over to Day. And that's going to end it. So we're going to take one quick break and be back to recap the game. So we'll be back here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Marion Local, JV girls winning a game that they probably should have won. You said Marion Local.
Oh, shoot.
Winning the game.
No, that's the wrong.
Fort Recovery won the game. And first half was a little slow for both teams, and the Indians picked it up in the second half and got out to a 20-plus lead.
Yep.
They won 44-21. They won by 23. In a game where they were trailing at halftime by one, really sloppy first half by the Indians, and just drop passes, careless passes. I mean, didn't play very well, but really turned it around in the second half, especially Fullcamp on the glass.
For sure.
She, one of her better games would have to be.
I would agree. And then Hope Wendell and Allie Vaughn did well, too.
Yeah.
I think Hope had probably 13 or 15, and Allie had a couple good assists, too. Her and Elaine Evers, so good win for the Indians.
Yep,
and that's going to end us here. Stay tuned for the varsity game, which will be broadcast by Rob Weaver and Steve Stone, so stay tuned. Here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.